So this is Synergy and Open Community, Synergy and Online Entrepreneurship. So my name is William Brethick Ray. I'm a senior software engineer with Lenaro Developer Services. Lenaro, you can see on the top left corner. Although I'm probably most work on the Linux kernel as the kernel counter subsystem maintainer. And during my time contributing to open projects, I've both submitted patches and been a maintainer for some time. So I've come across a number of, I'd say, pitfalls, perhaps, that we can get in when we're dealing with open communities today. So I think it's useful to consider the engineering before we begin, because it orients us towards where we're coming from. So,
we're having a bit of mic problems here. Do you want to take over this one?
Sure.
Just swap that one out.
All right. Solve it. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Is this right? All right. The engineer mindset. So engineers are very objective oriented, so want to get things accomplished. It's kind of an orientation on a very pragmatic orientation to your objectives. You try to streamline your process, reduce latencies, expand throughput. There's this idea of brief, it's beautiful. You want to reduce sort of the redundancies of your actions and try to get things done faster and basically build on mistakes so you don't make them again, improving, building up on previous knowledge. And the key worry for an engineer is the mistakes of your past. So that creates this idea that a novice is a liability, and I think that's sort of the wrong mindset to have when you're dealing with maintainership, because maintainers have to mitigate both established engineers in your community as well as the beginners who are just now joining. You don't want novices to feel pushed away from that. So here are the big two big challenges that online maintainers have. First of all, written speech. Typically, when you're dealing with an online community, you don't always interact in person, and a lot of nuances are lost in written speech. For example, in just simple tone, take the phrase "That's a great idea." When it's written down, you're not sure is that being sarcastic or is it being sincere. Are they serious or is it a joke? And that can create miscommunication and you end up with a lot of problems with that. To that end, you can mitigate that by becoming familiar with people. In that sense, a certain amount of respect is earned when you interact with people. Strangers are normally very apprehensive to something new. So to be able to communicate with a stranger, you need to build up a certain amount of trust before you can actually get on a personal level. So how do you build trust? Well, trust can be built traditionally through a gift. So gifts are tools towards establishment of trust. What is that for the maintainers in an online community? That's typically going to be in the form of some sort of work. For example, helping bring up novices to the environment that they're in for the community. Once you've established this trust as a baseline, then you can actually move forward to producing the product that you're trying to complete. Criticism becomes more easily acceptable. If you're trying to criticize a stranger, then that apprehension that they normally have is going to build up a wall, and you're not going to be able to address the core problem with what they're delivering. The criticism is going to be taken on a more personal level than what you intended. When you go back to the top of where meaning is lost in the text, your criticisms might be for the work, but the person on the other end is interpreting it not the way that you want them to, right? So what I like to do is, I'm a very visual kind of person, so how about we walk through some scenarios, right? Here's one that probably a lot of people have been through. It's you have a friend, right? And perhaps you're eating out together, and you notice, oh, they have something in their mouth. Maybe it's, you know, a piece of food in their teeth. So you say, hey, I think you have something there. Perhaps you should go check it out in the mirror and fix it up. You have a certain amount of a previous relationship with that person, and you know the trust has already been built, so the person trusts you, and they go and take care of the issue that they've seen. But think about it from the perspective of a stranger. If you go up to a stranger and same situation, say, hello, madam, you're very ugly. Why don't you go back home and change your face? It's, you know, taken in a very different way than you would as a person that you've known before. And the reason why is because you haven't established that trust. You haven't established trust, so you your words are interpreted in different contexts than they would be as friends. And that's the core issue with an online community, that impersonal nature of communication results in misunderstandings like that. Engineers, going back to the start, are very pragmatic. Engineers want to be able to focus on the core issue, but without the established trust beforehand, then the misinterpretation comes up and we end up creating a noise, in a sense, in terms of what we're trying to achieve. And then there's always something worse than when we started. So let's go over something more specific to online communities, and that's the reviewing patches. This is in the context of perhaps programming work, but I think it could apply more generally. So let's cover the wrong ways, right? So you might have come across before, a maintainer would just say no, just deny something, but not give an explanation, right? They're taking, again, a pragmatic approach as yes or no, but without that understanding in mind, the previous trust, then it comes off as too abrupt. And again, that person, the novice, might just be taken aback by it and not want to contribute. Another one that we come across perhaps is RTFM. If you've never come across that, that's read the manual. It's not very useful to use, so please don't respond that way. And it's I understand why. It's you want the person submitting to go through the steps of trying to research previous solutions and understand the system before trying to propose a change. And that's understandable, but that should be communicated, because when we tell them to just read the manual, it's if you ever interacted with certain technical manuals, they might be very large, to put it as an understatement. So it's telling them to read the entire manual, it's not very helpful to finding the exact solution of what you want completed. And if you respond in ways like, what even is this, what on earth are you trying to do? Again, you need to be more specific. And these kind of words, they end up taking in a very personal way. In fact, sometimes maintainers do, in fact, take it personally, saying this code is bad and you should feel bad. That's that ends up now moving the topic from a very technical discussion to now a relationship discussion. And I think the last one is very sad. I'm not going to reply to you anymore. I think at that point, we've started on a common ground of trying to produce something good, and now we've ended in a destruction of the relationship. The reason I've used synergy as a topic of this discussion is because synergy is two or more agents coming together in an interaction that produces something greater than what they can produce alone. When you burn the bridges that you've made by replying in these ways, you've produced something worse than what you would have done independent. So you've actually ended up worse than when you started. By the way, I really love this picture here, because I think it encapsulates the relationship that maintainers should have with a submitter. On the left, you have someone using the wrong tool to try to achieve something. and on the right, same situation. I think maintainers should be mentors in the sense they should guide novices to the correct procedures to accomplish what they're trying to do, and then together we can produce something greater. So here's what I propose for the right way. Let's try these again, but in something that I think communicates better in an online discussion. Hi, William. Thank you for taking your time to send your patch. You address their work, and you thank them for what they're doing. This is a great first draft, but we have some comments and questions below. So this sets up a premise where you appreciate their work, but you're prepared to provide criticism. You're thus establishing trust so that you can then criticize. So let's continue on. Unfortunately, this hardware doesn't support that function. This function instead from page 42 of the manual, and there you point them to where they should go to try to solve it in a different way. You start them off in the right direction and you let them take over. So you're not becoming consumed with the task yourself as a maintainer. You're guiding them to produce what you need. Then perhaps you might say, I'm confused about this part. Would you explain it some more? Let's work together to figure this out. You're making sure that the discussion, the problems that you're having is not with the relationship between them. It's with technically what they've produced. You want to know on a technical aspect what's going wrong. You can also provide your experience as guidance. This is a common error that I made in the past too. Here's how you can fix it and why it's better, right? There are good ideas here. With a little more work, we'll be able to merge this. You keep providing this guidance and motivation to